Bartholomew Town, brought to you in part by the University of Rhode Island Online, Navigant Credit Union, Half Street Group, and Newport Film.
Bartholomew Town.
Okay, welcome back to Financial Wellbeing presented by Navigant Credit Union. Every month or so, we get into some of the most interesting and sometimes the most nuanced issues when it comes to your financial well-being. And again, presented by Navigant Credit Union. Visit NavigantCU.org for more details. Today, we're talking about a new partnership, really, between two Rhode Island institutions, Navigant and Bryant. I guess, you know, Kathy, if you want to go ahead and introduce yourself, you've been on the show before, but let everybody know the fine work that you do at Navigant.
Sure thing. Well, thank you, Bill, so much for having me again. We have enjoyed this partnership and these opportunities very much so. I speak on behalf of my entire team. Kathy Orovitz, I'm the president and CEO. I've been in the role, it's coming up on 3 years, and I can't even believe that went by super fast. Yes. But we're doing really well here at Navigant. We're growing. We've got some great success stories. But today, I think we're most proud and excited about this new opportunity, as you mentioned at the opening, with Bryant University. And I think the great thing, and a lot of people, as we're talking about this partnership, don't recognize that we've had a long history of working together, you know, from on-site ATMs on campus, community programs, collaborations with their master's program in marketing. So it has evolved, Bill, and I'm just so excited to talk about it.
Yeah, two long-standing institutions associated with Northern Rhode Island, so to speak, that have now grown. Obviously, Bryant, a college, now a university. Navigant, you know, has grown significantly on a statewide basis and in a general basis, an asset management basis. So natural growth together. Tell us about this new partnership that's unfolding as we speak.
Yeah, and you know, this now is more of a strategic partnership as I look at this, and as we entered sort of discussions of how we could engage with one another. But the new partnership is beyond the community and sort of branding into more strategic partnership. And so it allows us, you know, we're rooted in the community. In any community we serve, we just make those investments overall to improve financial well-being. But for this particular move, it's for the entire Bryant community, because we recognize, these two institutions, that making an impact in Rhode Island is really so necessary to reinvest in the people and institutions to strengthen Rhode Island and to give back to schools and future leaders is exactly aligned with our mission. And that's really how this started.
Let's talk about the new Navigant Credit Union Fieldhouse. Tell us all about it.
Yeah. So the partnership includes, it's a $5 million donation that will establish the new Navigant Credit Union Fieldhouse later this fall. They're almost up to completion, and I've been there a few times, and I can tell you it's state of the art amenities, offers 1,000 new spectator seats, amazing views for the new football field and lacrosse on the opposite side, professional grade press boxes. It is just such a gorgeous campus. So, you know, we're really thrilled about helping them get that to the finish line, so to speak. But in addition, you know, as I mentioned, this is reciprocal very much so. And so this also, Bill, includes an exclusive banking partnership of Bryant University, and it's so cool because it's marking the first official banking partnership with an institution of higher learning. And so, you know, we get into that and say, well, what does that mean? It sort of furthers the investment with additional interactive banking kiosks. We're going to establish offices there on campus, and then an exclusive affinity credit card program for the Bulldogs. And I can talk a little bit about each one of them. But this is how we feel we're going to make these sort of create these opportunities for the next generation. And so we've done a nice job. A lot of it's ready to go, except for, you know, establishing an actual Navigant branch office there. That is in the future. But that won't be right at the onset.
Well, let's get, I definitely take each of those one at a time. And just on a student support services basis, you know, there's an element of this that'll include the on-camping banking service, but also supports for internships. Talk about that if you could.
Oh yeah, this is one of the things I'm most excited about. We're going to have 8 internships of Bryant, which is wonderful because for us, it's about empowering the students. We've worked with, as I mentioned, with the master's program classes, but this is taking it and doing true experiential learning where 8 students come to Navigant. We have about 32 different departments that we run along with the retail branches, and we're going to focus on leadership development. And you know, I'm a Bryant alum, so this is special for me, but I wish I had had that where I can learn academically, but then go out into the real life work environment and apply it. Mm-hmm. And so all of our leaders across Navigant are so excited. You know, of course, everybody's like, well, am I getting that intern? We'll base it on, right? We'll base it on their, you know, what their discipline is. But I can tell you leadership at Bryant and the folks here at Navigant are really excited about that.
All right. So you mentioned there's no branch yet on campus. Maybe that's to come, but there certainly are, and there have been. It's longstanding that there's been ATM and so forth on site. But let's talk about that. The student campus community relationship directly to banking services. Obviously, you mentioned the credit card, but on an expanded basis, what's in store there?
Yeah, so this office will basically serve the students where we can meet them, Bill, one-on-one with our team of experts in financial literacy, commercial lending, whatever it may be, project management. Whether they're managing seriously their own personal finances, and you and I did a great segment on sort of our commitment to financial literacy and building that skill set for life, but also helping them develop a business idea from the classroom and taking it back and staying with them for a period of a semester, you know, and seeing them through to that. And so that space on the main campus and in their fairly new entrepreneurial leadership center will provide students and, by the way, the faculty with access to financial guidance and then our support.
Let's talk about something that we've on this series, Financial Wellbeing, presented by Navigant Credit Union. We've talked about this before, but it's well worth highlighting. Why? And it's a straight up question. Why is supporting education and local schools so important from your standpoint as a leader and from an organizational standpoint writ large when it comes to Navigant?
The bottom line is it is an absolute survival skill in life. And many times it's missed. And you can do great in life. You've got mentors. You've got somebody inspiring you. If you don't have those foundational skills and learnings about budgeting, saving, you know, what your aspirations are and how you work to get that. But on the basis level is establishing credit and what that does for you as you enter from college. And we take every facet of that and we pull together aspirations, what they need to get started, paying rent, their first car, first credit card, what it means. And we're doing this, simulating it in the classrooms at such a young age. You've got to see what it's unlocking. We've got parents calling us saying, you know, this is the best thing that's ever happened. They're starting to save money. The conversation at the dinner table changes. So, you know, it's really rudimentary and foundational. But if you think about it, Bill, it's something we need to sustain in our whole entire lives, right? Because you go through life stages and we're just there as a partner trying to unlock that learning, you know, with the students.
Right. Because it's also something that is not necessarily front and center in typical, I don't want to say traditional because that word has a secondary context, but typically, you don't learn enough or much at all when it comes to financial skills in the classroom. Yeah. So it's imperative that somebody steps up. It's a good thing that you did.
Right. And it excites us because we're sort of seeing the effects with the kids now that they're getting a little bit older. And we'll run, you know, we run seminars after that so that we stay connected. But we think this will have a lasting impact.
All right. Anything else you want to add to this, in terms of the field house, the partnership itself? And by the way, I should ask the question in terms of other future partnerships, is this something that's limited to Bryan, or are we going to see this in any other places around the state, not necessarily academic, but as Navigant continues to expand its footprint, not just in a direct banking context, but in a community context?
Yeah, thank you for that. I think the bottom line is our board of directors and all of our members know that we are prudent with their money. We're making good decisions for the communities that we serve. And at the end of the day, we're going to continue to reinvest in people and institutions, because if it strengthens Rhode Islandville then and supports the growth for schools, future leaders, the bottom line is, yes, we're opportunistic for future opportunities.
Kathy, thanks for all that you do and all that your organization brings to the community. And this is Financial Wellbeing, presented by Navigant Credit Union. Again, NavigantCU.org. A lot of great options on there, by the way. It doesn't matter if you're a college student or not. There's a lot of great opportunity if you're a first-time home buyer, if you are just looking to take advantage of the interface that they have to offer from an online banking standpoint. And again, I've said it a bunch of times just out in public when people ask about Navigant. Hey, most people know who you are, not everybody. And I always ask the question, you want to do business with gigantic big banks that are, have no connection to the community, or do you want to keep your money here in an actual credit union that's reinvested directly into your home? So Navigant forever.
Well, Bill, I can't thank you enough for that. And we love what we do, and we're going to continue to do it. And I just thank you for all of your support.
Our pleasure. Thanks.
Newport Film Outdoor screens Speak, a 2025 Sundance Award winner, on Thursday, August 7th at Myonatomi Park in Newport. Speak follows five of the nation's top teenage speech competitors, capturing the euphoria of victory and the devastation of defeat as they craft and perform original oratories over the course of a nine-month season. Learn more at newportfilm.com. You'll find all details there. Make sure you come out early and bring a blanket and lawn chair and enjoy some free popcorn, live music, and great local food. newportfilm.com.